This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. I missed an important social event this weekend, and I felt guilty. Guilt is both a moral and a social emotion that suggests a sense of responsibility for an action, or I guess in my case, an inaction. The negativeness of guilt plays a strong role in preventing us from engaging in immoral or unsocial acts. Each of us has a different threshold for feeling guilt, and feelings of guilt are socially adaptive. They keep us from lying or acting dishonestly or engaging in other maladaptive behaviors. It is guilt that often drives toward repairing broken relationships by having us apologize, take responsibility, or prevent future similar actions. Perhaps this is part of evolutionary sociology, in other words, behaviors that keep us as social creatures. Of course, our own actions can lead to guilt, but we can also have collective guilt. For example, when a group we belong to does something wrong, or we can experience vicarious guilt when someone close to us does something wrong. We use odd but consistent metaphors when we think or talk about guilt. We carry guilt with us, or we are weighed down by guilt, or we have guilt-filled consciences. In all of these, there is a strong link to weight and heaviness. Now, I'd be the first to admit that guilt and weight are totally different constructs, but there is research that's shown that various feelings are directly linked to body actions. For example, thinking about times when a person felt socially excluded increased reports of perception of cold, and reminders of past immoral acts led people to want to cleanse themselves. Researchers believe that the experience of guilt inherently has components that resemble those of weight. So when a person feels heavy, they often experience guilt. Several years ago, researchers at Princeton University studied this guilt-weight link. One study showed that when research subjects recalled an unhappy event, they reported perceptions of heavier body weights compared to those who recalled neutral or happy events. In other studies, subjects wearing heavy backpacks felt greater guilt when hearing troubling stories than those who wore lighter or no backpacks. It appears that there is an association between physical experience of weight and the psychological experience of guilt. While there are many reasons that make people feel heavy or overweight, it appears that there is a strong link with the perception of guilt. Perhaps a next study is to explore which comes first, the guilt or the feeling of weight. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.